The state legislature proposed reforms this year aimed at slowing down the revolving door to prison by creating community programs to support ex-offenders that channel them back into a law-abiding lifestyle. But the governor stripped language from the budget that would have required prison officials to measure that progress. Linda Ketchum is the director of Madison Urban Ministry, a group that works with ex-offenders, and she acknowledges it's a tough economic time to convince employers to hire ex-cons.
I can understand some of the hesitancy. On the other hand, I do think when we're spending as much money as we're spending, we have a right to know how effective the programs we're funding, how effective they are, and how the money's being used.
Prison officials say they're committed to cutting the state's $1 billion a year prison cost, just not at the expense of public safety. DOC policy analyst Tony Streveler says the legislature's requirement to reduce recidivism by 25% in 2 years simply isn't possible.
Our methodology is, and the common across the nation is, you have to follow a person for 3 years. So it was unrealistic to put a number in there. The goal remains the same: risk reduction. We did not want a number in there that drives the process at the potential expense of public safety.
But reform advocates insist that federal funds for states to reduce prison costs have tough goals that hold states responsible for reducing their recidivism rate. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.